USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. On the far right,
not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
So says Texas Republican Chip Roy about the spending cap and debt ceiling bill hammered out by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. On the far left,
it could have been much worse, and it is bad in a lot of respects.
But Wisconsin Democrat Gwen Moore has not decided which way to vote on the bill that White House economic advisor Lael Brainard says is the very definition of compromise.
Everybody got something. Nobody got everything.
Mm-hmm. The bill, which raises the debt ceiling and sets some federal spending limits, goes to the House Rules Committee today. It will decide if the measure goes to the full House for a vote tomorrow. The White House says British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will come for an official working visit next week. It says Ukraine, energy security, and climate change are among the issues he and President Biden will discuss. Five people are still unaccounted for after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed on Sunday. Residents are objecting to city plans to quickly demolish the rest of the building as soon as today. One survivor was rescued last night. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is beginning a three-state tour, his first since officially announcing his run for the White House. The first stop, a megachurch in suburban Des Moines tonight. His top issue, the woke agenda.
He is trying to make the case that he is better positioned for this so-called war on woke that you've been hearing about for several months, but he's really ramping up that rhetoric because his campaign team has internal polling that many of the evangelicals, the GOP primary voters here in Iowa, are with him on this.
NBC correspondent Gabe Gutierrez in Des Moines. DeSantis heads to New Hampshire and South Carolina later this week. Meanwhile, several reports say friends have set up a super PAC to support former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's possible run for the GOP nomination. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Centers for Disease Control says if you're planning to get plastic surgery in Mexico, think about reconsidering. At least 2 people have died from fungal meningitis linked to a plastic surgery center in Matamoros, just across the border from Brownsville, Texas.
People have fever, stiff neck, headache. They can have nausea and vomiting, confusion.
Dr. Jason Bowling is a professor of infectious diseases at the University of Texas Health System. He says the dangers from lower hygiene standards at some clinics.
You have a medicine that's not sterile, that is contaminated with a fungus. You could potentially introduce that fungus into a protected space.
Like your face. The CDC has issued a travel warning against heading south for plastic surgery. It was a not-so-happy cruise last weekend for passengers aboard some cruise ships caught in that big system that hit the East Coast.
There's no way around this one. We went directly into that storm.
Carnival Sunshine passenger Sharon Tutron was among many rocked by the rough weather. Other passengers posted video of water running down hallways and items inside shops strewn all over the floor. Some passengers say the ship should have stayed in port in the Bahamas instead of sailing back to Charleston, South Carolina. Making it worse, says Tutron, almost no communication from the crew.
All we wanted was, hey, it's going to be okay. I know it's rough, but we didn't get any of that. I think they just wanted to get back to port and get the next people loaded.
And Carnival says after some delay, the ship made it home and is now out on its next voyage. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.